Do you think that tamoxifen, and there's been debate about that over the year, do you think it does result in a decrease in cardiovascular morbidity and mortality?
This is pretty controversial. My reading of the literature is that if you take the overview, there was no difference in cardiac mortality, tamoxifen versus placebo. There is another overview done by Scherer et al., published in, if I remember rightly, in JNCI, where there was a benefit for tamoxifen in cardiac events when they'd put all the trials together. But when they took out the Scottish trial, there was no difference. So the Scottish trial contributed that beneficial effect of tamoxifen to that study.
And of course, the Scottish trial, which looked, I think it was one of the first trials that looked at 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen.
So,
and that was one of the first to report, and that got everybody excited about the cardiovascular thing. And there was a lot of discussion about the increased risk in the Scottish women based
exactly.
on lifestyle.
Exactly. I mean, they have very high coronary rates, and it may be a totally different population. Terry Mamounas recently said there's about a 15% reduction in cardiac events in the P1 study. So maybe we'll end up that there's a glimmer of an effect of tamoxifen, but to my mind, it's not a big effect. And it may be that the aromatase inhibitors are detrimental to the myocardium. And you could think, well, it's related to their effect on lipids. It's related to their effects on lowering estrogen. Obviously, if we have a very low estrogen environment, you could imagine that that might affect the myocardium. But you get that low effect, low estradiol level on anastrozole and an attack. And we saw no increase in myocardial infarctions and no increase in cardiac deaths.
But don't you see a little bit more estrogen lowering with letrozole?
Well, you do. And the question is whether that extra lowering causes this effect. Another possibility, which seems extraordinary, but there may be a direct cardiotoxic effect of these molecules. So, I mean, letrozole is a different molecule to attack, not much different, but it could have a direct cardiotoxic effect, whereas anastrozole doesn't. You'd have to argue that exemestane and IES has a direct cardiotoxic effect. Then those are two different molecules, letrozole and exemestane, and that makes it, to my mind, a bit improbable.